بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، we continue discussing the issue of the name and the lineage of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ismuhu wa nasabuhu al-sharif sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we have learned that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he has names. He has several names that he has mentioned, and that Allah has mentioned about him as well, subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who can remind us of those names?
Muhammad.
Ahmed.
Al-Hashir.
Al-Mahi. Al-Hashir. طيب, how many is that? Muhammad. Ahmed. Al-Mahi. Al-Hashir.
Al-Aqib.
Al-Aqib.
Al-Mutawakkil.
Al-Mutawakkil. After Al-Aqib, we try to remember Al-Muqaffi. نبي التوبة نبي الرحمة نبي الملحمة المتوكل الفاتح and الأمين. اللهم بارك. طيب أنت
محمد أحمد الحاشر العاقب المتوكل المقفي نبي الرحمة نبي التوبة نبي الملحمة نبي الفاتح
صلى الله عليه وسلم. أحسنتي. اللهم بارك. عبد الرحمن
محمد أحمد الماحي
بدون النذر أقلب الصفا من الحفظ.
محمد أحمد الماحي حاشر العاطف المقفي نبي الرحمة نبي الرحمة نبي التوبة الأمين المتوكل.
الفاتح. أحسنت. اللهم بارك. اللهم بارك. طيب, there are some other names that he has been mentioned by صلى الله عليه وسلم in the Quran. For example, المدثر, المزمل, عبد الله, الشاهد, المبشر أو البشير. نعم, البشير بمعنى المبشر, والنذير, المنذر, the one who warns the people and he gives them glad tidings. Also, Allah has called him رؤوف, and Allah has called him رحيم, صلى الله عليه وسلم, because he's so kind and nice. And also, he is المصطفى, the one who has been selected and chosen to be the seal of the prophets, وهو خاتم النبيين, and he's the seal of all the prophets. These are all names or descriptions that he has been described with in the book of Allah عز وجل as well. يرحمك الله السراج المنير الداعي إلى الله والسراج المنير. نعم, that he is the one who called to Allah, and that he is the one who has the light, that has been given light, the light of the guidance and the revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we continue now to finish the topic and this particular issue. As we have seen, it has two parts. What is the title? Ismuhu wa nasabuhu. Ismuhu wa nasabuhu. His names and his lineage. His lineage. طيب, انتهينا من اسمه. من اسمه صلى الله عليه وسلم. We have finished with the first part with regards to his names. Naam, we learned many of his names and the meanings and also how to benefit from them. Inshallah, we will see this as we study his biography and his life. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inshallah. Now we want to learn something about his nasib. Ma ma'na an-nasib? What does that mean? An-nasib. Huh? Lineage. Ahsant. Ma ma'na lineage? What does that mean? Lineage. And in English, what does that mean? Lineage.
Like the king, like
your fathers. Ancestors, the forefathers. Naam, that's the ahsanti. The lineage of somebody, yani an-nasib, meaning the chain, his forefathers, his father and his grandfather and his great-grandfather and his great-grandfather like this. This is called an-nasib, an-nasib. Naam, and this is called an-nasib, meaning the lineage. Lineage, meaning the ancestry of an individual, and meaning his father and his father's father and his father's father, his father, like this. Yani his lineage. His lineage. So, we see that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned in His book, and He says, Allahu yastafi min al-mala'ikati rusulan wa min al-nas, that Allah, He chooses and He selects from the angels, messengers, and also from the people. Allah, He selects messengers from the angels, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He selects and chooses and He picks messengers also from mankind. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned, وَرَبُّكَ يَخْلُقُ مَا يَشَاءُ وَيَخْطَرُ. And your Lord, He creates whatever He wills and He chooses. And He selects. Meaning that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He creates whatever He wills. In the manner that He wills, as He likes, in any shape, in any form, as He decrees, and as He wills subhanahu wa ta'ala. And from His creation, He selects and chooses. And He gives virtue to some of His creation over others. And there are virtuous people that other people have been given virtue over others. And there are places that have been given virtue over others. And there are times that are more virtuous than other times. Example of a virtuous time. For example, a virtuous day. One day that's more virtuous than the rest of the days. Al-Jumu'ah, Yawm al-Jumu'ah. Naam, wa rabbuka yakhluqu ma yasha' wa yakhtar. Allah has selected that Yawm al-Jumu'ah is the best day of the week. Taib, what about some of the months? Huh? Muharram, naam, the sacred months. What are the sacred months, by the way? Allah has selected those months, huh? Out of 12, how many to be sacred? Wa minhum, wa minha arba'atun hurum. Huh? Al-Muharram?
Al-Rajab.
We say Al-Rajab and then we start Dhul, Dhul-Qa'dah, Dhul-Hijjah, Al-Muharram. These three are coming in a row. These three come in a row. Now, so Allah, He chose these days and He selected them. Also the months. Huh? The months. Ramadan also. He chose these months. He chose these months, these 4 months to be sacred. But the best of the months, Ramadan. Naam, because fasting that month is a pillar from the pillars of Al-Islam. Likewise, Allah, He also has selected people. Naam, and from the people He has selected whom He has chosen. And whom He likes, subhanahu wa ta'ala, to believe in Him. And they're the believers, and they're the Muslims. But He has selected from all of mankind the best of the believers. And they are the prophets and the messengers. And this is our point here. And all of the prophets and all of the messengers, they come from the best lineage. And from the best family. And the best background. And we see that all of the prophets, after Ibrahim, they all go back to him. Alayhi salatu wassalam. Naam? That the Ibrahim, he had two sons. Who are they? The two sons of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Ismail and Ishaq. Ismail and Ishaq. So all of the prophets of Bani Israel, they go back to Yaqub ibn Ishaq ibn Ibrahim alayhi salatu wassalam. And then the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he goes back to Ismail ibn Ibrahim. So the point is that they all go back to this lineage, and they all have the best lineage and the best ancestry in this manner. Meaning that their forefathers and the likes, they were all from the most noble of their people. They're all from the most noble of their people. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He selects from the best lineage, the best people. And He bestows upon them prophethood. And some of them even messengership, the higher level of being selected and chosen for the best virtue and to be nearest to Allah Azza wa Jal. So the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, like the rest of the prophets, he has been selected and he has been chosen from the best of the people, and he has been chosen to be the last prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And the messenger, he said about himself, and it's been narrated from the hadith of Wathila ibn al-Asqa' radiyallahu anhu, collected by al-Imam Muslim fi sahihihi. The messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Inna Allah istafa kinanata min walidi Ismail, wa istafa quraishan min kinana, wa istafa min quraishan bani Hashim, wa istafani min bani Hashim. That he said sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah has selected and chosen Kinana. Kinana was an individual, and from him there's a tribe that came of the Arabs, the tribe of Kinana. He has selected from his children Kinana, from all of the children of Ismail. Ismail, his ancestry, from Ibrahim, Ismail, from his ancestry, from his children came Kinana. Kinana. Naam. And then Allah has chosen from the tribe of Kinana, Quraysh. And Allah has chosen from Quraysh, the family of Hashim. And He has chosen from the family of Hashim, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. From the lineage that has come from Ismail, Kinana. After Kinana came Quraysh. After Quraysh came Hashim. And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he was selected from Hashim. So from this is from the lineage of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, and clarifying that he is selected from the best of the best. In some of the wordings of the narration, it's mentioned, فَأَنَ خِيَارٌ مِّنْ خِيَارٌ. I am selected from the best of the best. From the best of the best. Naam? With regards to the lineage and ancestry. The descendants. Naam, his descendants. Yani his ancestors. Naam, Ahsan. Naam. So, we see that our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he's coming from the best ancestors. And from the best descendants. And his lineage is connected. And all of his lineage had ties by way of marriage. All of his lineage had ties by way of marriage. Because we know that some people, their lineage becomes broken because they do not have ties by marriage. But the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, all of his ancestors, they were born under the bonds of marriage. And this is an important issue for us to understand the importance of marriage in al-Islam and its relationship with the lineage, and how that should be preserved, and the nobility of the affair of marriage, nobility of having children under that bond, and also to understand the blameworthiness of not having marriage and having children that are not under the bond of marriage. Now, in any case, we see that he is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who knows his kunya? Ma kunyatuhu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is where we begin. What is his kunya? La? What is ma kunyatu nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Man ya'rif? Who knows? Abu al-Qasim. Naam, his first son from Khadija, Qasim. صلى الله عليه وسلم أبو القاسم. This is what he is known by. انتبه انتبه هنا. ما كنيته؟ أبو القاسم. أبو القاسم صلى الله عليه وسلم. And he was known by this. Likewise, even before Islam, of course, they known him by Abu al-Qasim. صلى الله عليه وسلم. And his father's name is? Abdullah. So then, in short, he is Muhammad ibn Abdullah. Muhammad ibn Abdullah. For the younger students, or those who it's hard to comprehend these affairs, then at least he memorizes this much. He's Muhammad ibn Abdullah. Naam? Muhammad ibn Abdullah. Sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. For those who can bear more, then we will mention the lineage and the manner that is mentioned by Sheikh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab in Usul al-Thalatha. And it's very beneficial to memorize at least this much about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Who memorized that? Naam.
Muhammad ibn Abdullah ibn Abdul Muttalib ibn Hashim, wa Hashim min Quraysh, wa Quraysh min Arabi, wa al-Arab min Dhurriyyat Ismail ibn Ibrahim al-Khalili, alayhima wa ala nabiyyina afdalus salati wa taslim.
Allahumma barik, Allahumma barik, ahsanti. So he is Muhammad ibn Abdullah ibn Abdul Muttalib ibn Hashim. Naam? So this is the lineage that we will memorize here. I'll mention the longer version later, inshallah, for those who want to increase and strive harder to know about their Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But we will say, for the average student who is attending, this is the minimum requirement to memorize. Abu al-Qasim, first his kunya, Abu al-Qasim. Abu al-Qasim, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He's Muhammad ibn Abdullah, ibn Abdul Muttalib, ibn Hashim. Muhammad ibn Abdullah, his father is Abdullah. And his grandfather is Abdul Muttalib. And his great-grandfather is Hashim. So then we memorize his name, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and his father's name. And his grandfather's name, and his great-grandfather's name. And these names are important to know about the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And we will study some details about them, inshallah, to further understand this issue. Muhammad ibn Abdullah ibn Abdul Muttalib ibn Hashim. طيب, what about Hashim? What about Hashim? Hashim min Quraysh. Hashim is from the tribe of Quraysh. Naam? Hashim is from the tribe of Quraysh. Wa Quraysh من العرب. And Quraysh is from the Arab. Huh? Well, Arab, where do they come from? من ذرية إسماعيل ابن إبراهيم الخليل. They're from the children, from the lineage, from the descendants of إسماعيل ابن إبراهيم الخليل عليهما وعلى نبينا أفضل الصلاة والسلام. أفضل الصلاة والسلام. So, to mention again in English that his name is Muhammad, the son of Abdullah, who is the son of Abdul Muttalib, who is the son of Hashim. طيب, Hashim, he is from the tribe of Quraysh. And Quraysh, this tribe, they are from the Arab. From the Arab. We understand that? Huh? And the Arab, where are they from? Huh? They're from the lineage and from the descendants of Prophet Ismail alayhi salam. Prophet Ismail, who was the son of Ibrahim, who was Khalil al-Rahman alayhima wa ala nabiyyina afdalu salati wa salam. Afdalu salati wa salam. Naam? Abdurrahman, had Muhammad ibn
Abdullah ibn Abdul Muttalib ibn Hashim, Hashim ibn Quraysh, wa Quraysh ibn Arab, wa Arab min dhurriyyat Ibrahim, ibn dhurriyyat Ismail ibn
أحسنت أحسنت يا خديج. What's his name? Muhammad ibn?
Muhammad ibn
Ibn Abdullah. أحسنت. That's good right there. Muhammad ibn Abdullah. Muhammad ibn Abdullah. طيب, what about his kunya? Abu القاسم. أحسنتي، اللهم بارك، اللهم بارك. نعم، أبو القاسم صلى الله عليه وسلم، محمد بن عبد الله ابن عبد المطلب ابن هاشم، وهاشم من قريش، وقريش من العرب، والعرب من ذرية إسماعيل ابن إبراهيم الخليل عليهما وعلى نبينا أفضل الصلاة والسلام. نعم، this is how we memorize it. Those who are taking notes, take notes like this. هو نعم نسبه الشريف صلى الله عليه وسلم، هو أبو القاسم محمد بن عبد الله ابن عبد المطلب ابن هاشم، وهاشم من قريش، وقريش من العرب، والعرب من ذرية إسماعيل ابن إبراهيم الخليل عليهما وعلى نبينا أفضل الصلاة والسلام. Like this. I mentioned with the harakat, so maybe some people, they don't see the harakat in their book. For example, if we want to find this lineage, and what we're mentioning here, we will go to a copy of Al-Usul al-Thalatha, and we will go to Al-Asr al-Tharith. Naam, we'll go to the three fundamental principles, and we'll go to the third principle whenever he mentions Ma'rifatu al-Nabi Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now, knowing the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this is where it will begin. وهو محمد بن عبد الله بن عبد المطلب بن هاشم بن عبد المناء ابن هاشم وهاشم من قريش وقريش من العرب والعرب من ذرية إسماعيل ابن إبراهيم الخليل عليهما وعلى نبينا أفضل الصلاة والسلام. In this manner. Who has a question with regards to this? Okay, we memorize it in Arabic. Allahumma barik. Alhamdulillah. But let's see what you understand in English. Who is he? Tell me about him, his lineage, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in English. Is Muhammad. His kunya, he's known by kunya Abu al-Qasim. Huh? And his name is?
Muhammad, the son of Abdullah, the son of Abdul Muttalib, the son of Hashim.
Okay, so what do we benefit from here? There's three names after his name. Who are they?
His father,
uh-huh.
His grandfather, and his
great-grandfather. Uh-huh, that's what we want to know. So there's three, after the Prophet Muhammad's name, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we have Ibn Abdullah, the son of Abdullah. That means that Abdullah is his father. So if somebody, this is the answer to a good question. What's the name of the Prophet's dad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? His father. What is the father's name? What is the Prophet's father's name, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The answer?
Abdullah.
It's right here in learning his lineage, Abdullah. طيب, who is the father, the son, Abdullah, he's the son of Ibn Abdul Muttalib. Ibn Abdul Muttalib. So Abdul Muttalib, who is that? He's the father of Abdullah, who was the father of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So what is his relationship to Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The father of his father is his grandfather. His grandfather, you say grandpa. Grandpa. Papa. That's the name, the papa or the grandpa. That's the father of your father. Sah al-jid. Al-jid. Fajidduhu al-awwal sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Abdul Muttalib. His first grandfather sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Abdul Muttalib. طيب, who is the father of Abdul Muttalib?
Hashim.
Hashim is the father of Abdul Muttalib. So what is the relationship of Hashim to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? His great-grandfather. Jadduhu al-Thani. Jadduhu al-Thani. His great-grandfather. And his second grandfather. Naam. So then here we know about the Prophet's father's name is Abdullah. And his grandfather's name is Abdul Muttalib. And his great-grandfather's name is Hashim. Naam is Hashim, and we're learning here that where's Hashim from? He's from the tribe of Quraysh. Okay, he's from the tribe of Quraysh. This is derived from the hadith of Wallahu Alam Al-Wathiya Ibn Asqa' radiyallahu anhu. The Prophet, what did he say? Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The hadith we began with: Verily, Allah has chosen Kinana from the children of Ismail, and He has chosen Quraysh from Kinana, and He has chosen from Kinana Hashim, and he has chosen me from Hashim. Naam, so it's very important to know about the tribe of Hashim. Naam, because they are the most virtuous tribe from Quraysh. Naam, Quraysh, they're from the Arab, and the Arab came from the lineage of Ismail alayhi salam. Naam, and from the best of Quraysh is the children of Hashim, the family of Hashim, the home of Hashim and his family. Naam, and the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he's chosen from there. Huh? Because Hashim, he had four sons. Naam, Abdul Muttalib. Huh? And he had Abdul Shams and Nawfal. Hashim. No, Hashim has brothers. Excuse me, I made a mistake. We'll get into that later. It's going to be too complicated. I can write it down. Allahu al-musta'an. Tayyib. Where are we at? Abdul Muttalib ibn Hashim wa Hashim min Quraysh. Wa Hashim min Quraysh. Wa Hashim min Quraysh. Tayyib. What is Hashim's name? Is that his real name? No. What is his name? His name is? Amr. His name is Amr. Hashim, his name is Amr. Amrun. Amrun. Why did they call him Hashim? Why did they call him Hashim? They call him Hashim from the verb Hashama, which means to crush something, to crush it down. Because there was a time, in his time, there was a period where there was starvation, and people were very hungry, and there was not a lot of food. And he used to prepare the food and give it in charity. And also, he was from the first who would mix the bread with meat and soup and give it to the Hujjaj, to the pilgrims. So Hashim, he's known for charity, and he was known for this good manners in his time. His name is Amr, but they call him Hashim because he used to mix up the bread with the soup and the meat, and he used to feed it to the people for free. And he used to give it to them as charity. So he was known as Hashim for this reason. He's known as Hashim for this reason. Naam, and Hashim, he had brothers. He had brothers, and his brother's name is Al-Muttalib. And his other brother's name is Abdul Shams. And his other brother's name is Nawfal. This is what I was getting to earlier. Naam, so Hashim, he has a brother named Al-Muttalib. And he has a brother named Abdul Shams. And he has a brother named Nawfal. So, and all of them, they're from Quraysh. Naam, but Allah has selected from them Hashim and his family. And from that family, the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. So whenever we talk about his family, ha usratuhu, هي الأسرة الهاشمية. Naam, his lineage goes to Hashim. And Hashim has been selected from amongst his brothers and amongst their tribe to be the best of them. And from that best, the best of them was chosen, and that is Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam. If we continue to study later, after this, for example, the life of Abu Bakr, inshallah, we will take that later. And likewise, Umar, and Uthman, and Ali, Naam, and some of the other companions, radiallahu anhum jamian, it will be important to know these people. Because they're all related to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam. In reality, all of Quraysh, they're related from one way or another. And they all go back to Adnan. And they all go back to Adnan. And this man, all of the Arabs, all of the Arabs. So Hashim, what do they call him? Hashim.
He
used to crush the bread up and mix it with the soup and the meat, and he used to give it for charity, So he was known to be very generous. But what is his real name?
Amr.
His real name is Amr. There's something else about him. And that he is the first one to start the sunnah of the sunnah for Quraysh. Quraysh has a sunnah, and something they used to always do in the summertime and in the wintertime. Quraysh, they had this thing they always would do in the summertime and in the wintertime. What is it? Allah mentioned in His book. That. The ilafi Quraysh. إلافهم رحلة الشتاء والصيف. Huh? That they used to travel. What kind of travels? Business travels. In the summertime and in the wintertime. In the summertime, they used to travel to Sham. And in the wintertime, they used to travel to Al-Yemen. Now, I mean, this is what Allah, He mentioned in Surah Al-Quraysh. Allah, there's a surah in the Quran that's named after that tribe, Quraysh. Now, named after the tribe of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Quraysh. Now, where, the Prophet, his family is Al-Usra al-Hashimiyya. Where's Hashim from? Quraysh. Hashim is from Quraysh. لِإِلَافِ قُرَيْشِ. Naam. Aywa. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is from Hashim, and Hashim is from Quraysh. And then Quraysh, they're Arab. They're from the Arab. They're from the Arab. So the first one who started traveling for business in the summertime and the wintertime from the tribe of Quraysh is who?
Hashim.
Who is he with regards to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The great grandfather. So he's well known, and he was very famous, Hashim, and he was very respected, and he was known for generosity and kindness, and the people of Quraysh, they knew him and respected him and honored him, and he had high rank and status in his tribe. Khalas? Mm-hmm. This is before Islam. They were not believers. They were not Muslims. What we're just talking about in society. He had high rank and status in his tribe. He had high rank and status in his tribe. Hashim. Who was his son? Abdul Muttalib. Abdul Muttalib. Now he had a son named Abd al-Muttalib. Is that his name? Abdul Muttalib? No, that's not his name. What is his name? Shaybah. Ma ma'na Shaybah? Shaybah is the white hair. Whenever the gray hairs on the head. It's called Shaybah. Somebody gets old, they start getting gray hairs. That's called Shaybah. Some people on their head, some men on a little bit on their beard, they start getting Shaybah. Shayb. Now, the white hairs. They called him Shaybah because when he was born, he had a little bit of white hairs. Ibn Kathir, he mentioned his name is Shaybatu al-Hamd. Shaybatu al-Hamd. Shaybatu al-Hamd. But he was born in Medina. Hashim, what did he used to do in the summertime? Go to Sham. On his way back from Sham one time, he stopped in Al-Madinah. At that time, what was Medina called? Who knows that?
Yathrib.
Allahumma barik. It was called Yathrib. He stopped there and he married a woman named Salma. Naam, and she is from the tribe of Najjar. Naam, and he had a child with her. But after that, he left. And she had a child and his name was Shaybah. And Shaybah, he lived in Al-Madinah, in Yathrib. And then Al-Muttalib, who was the brother of Hashim. After Hashim died, sometime Al-Muttalib, not Abdul Muttalib, Al-Muttalib, the brother of Hashim, he found out that Shaybah was in Medina. And he went there to get him. This is his brother's son. Yeah. Hashim, he had a son named Shaybah. And Hashim had a brother named, he had three brothers, Al-Muttalib, Abd al-Shams, and Nawfal. Al-Muttalib, he heard about Shaybah in Medina and he went to go get him. His father died. His brother, which is Shaybah's father, he died in Philistine. He went there, and in Sham. He went there to get him. And his mom was like, no, you can't take him. He's like, but I'm going to take him to Mecca. I'm going to take him to the Haram, to the Kaaba. He's going to be good. She let him go. So he's riding with Al-Muttalib. Shaybah is riding with Al-Muttalib back to Mecca. On the way there, they're traveling from Medina to Mecca, like on a camel or something like this, on animals. and it's very hot, and his skin becomes very black and from the sun. He's affected by the sun. He got sun tanned really, 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 really black. So whenever they came into Mecca, and Al-Muttalib is returning, what did the people say about him? They said, "Oh, look, that's Abdul Muttalib, the slave of Al-Muttalib." They thought he was a slave. They said, "Okay, oh, here comes Al-Muttalib," and then along with him, oh, on the back, right behind him, Abdul Muttalib. Abdul Muttalib, that's the slave of Al-Muttalib. Oh, Al-Muttalib is like, he said, "Wayhakum, hadha ibn akhi Hashim." He said, "What is it? What's wrong with you people? This is my nephew, the son of my brother Hashim. He's not my slave. He's not my slave, that's my nephew." Huh? But then after that, he became known as Abdul Muttalib for this reason. You understand? And so it was like a name that he was given, a laqab, a nickname that he was given, like this, but his real name is Shayba. So how did he become named Abdul Muttalib?
Because the people thought he was
a slave of Al-Muttalib. Now, Al-Muttalib, this man right here, after Hashim, he got control. Hashim, before that, he had control of Quraysh, and he was the one who was the most honorable and known for them, and even he used to have control of Zamzam water and the likes like this, and he's the one who would give the water, and also he was very charitable. After he died, Al-Muttalib took his place. Uh-huh. And then what has preceded, Al-Muttalib, he went and got Shayba, and he came back, and then he was known, Shayba became known as Abdul Muttalib for this reason. After Al-Muttalib died, what happened? Abdul Muttalib, he took over the reins of leadership, and he became the leader. Abdul Muttalib, he became the leader of Quraysh, and the people obeyed him, and the people honored him, and they respected him, and they followed him, and he was from their most noble tribesmen and the likes like this. And then had Abdul Muttalib, he had 10 sons. He had 10 sons. From them, one of them, Abdullah. One of them, Abdullah. Abdul Muttalib, he made an oath. He said, "If I have 10 sons, I'm going to slaughter one of them for Allah. For Allah." And we begin here, inshallah, in the class to come. So now we have learned something about Hashim. And we have learned something about his son, Abdul Muttalib. Hashim is the grandfather of the Prophet, the great-grandfather. And Abdul Muttalib is the grandfather. And his father's name is Abdullah. Now, whatever is easy to grasp from that, alhamdulillah, we learn it. And in general, we know that his father is Abdullah, and his grandfather is Abdul Muttalib, and his real name is Hashim, and his great grandfather—I mean, his real name is Shayba, excuse me—and his great grandfather is Hashim, and his real name is Amr, and we know how they got their names. هذا وصلى الله على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم.